Okay, so we are in Samach Tesamen Aleph still. I went back to look. I didn't have a lot of time, but I went back to look for a second at that question. The only case I could think of, I didn't look it up, but I was just thinking about it. The only case I could think of would be, what if she was married to a Kohen, had a son, then the Kohen dies, right? And then she gets married to a new guy. Mm-hmm. And then he divorces her. She marries somebody else. Okay? And then, and that guy dies or she gets divorced, and he brings her back. Mm-hmm. And then, that marriage ends. So the Chora, at that point, she still eats truma from her original son with the Kohen. Even though she was a Machzer Grushasa woman.
So she doesn't lose it just because she was...
Meaning it's what the question was, like, does her status of Machzer Grushasa, the fact that she married this guy, Be'isser, does that passel her from truma?
Right.
And the answer is, it does not. If her original marriage was to a Kohen, and she eats truma because of that child,
right?
And then she goes through all these marriages afterwards, which she does be'isser, and then those, because I think while she's married to the other guy, I don't know if she can still eat truma, I don't know. But
then, what was the be'isser after the Kohen died?
That she's married to Reuven, right. They end their relationship, they get divorced, right. She marries somebody else, mm-hmm. That gets divorced or he dies, and then he brings her back. Right. So just to bring her back, if he's not a Kohen, that's fine. But if she married someone else in the interim, that's an Isser. So Gemara's question was, why doesn't that pass her to Truma? Gemara says it doesn't, because he's not a Tzar. So I was thinking maybe that's the case, that the first relationship got her in for Truma, and then all those other things subsequently happen, and by the time all those relationships are over, she's now allowed to go back to eating Truma.
Because
of the son from the original relationship. Maybe that's the hub. Okay. I think that makes sense. That could be the case. Okay. So, we had said, we're at the words, the first one line is Lechuda.
Where
are we on? Samech Tes Samar Aleph. We are, from the bottom of the page, we are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. 21 lines from the bottom. The first one line is Lechuda. Got it? Yeah? Okay. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Kosha Zaro Pusel, Posa Vachal Sha'in Zaro Pusel, Eno Posel. So Rabbi Yossi is of the opinion that anyone who's himself Pusels, so he's a Halal, he's a man, whatever, and then his, so if is, sorry, any person who, through their relationship, his children became Pusel, so he himself Pusels others, right? So if he has children, that are, so the guy who's a Kohen, who marries a Grusha, right, so his child is a posel now, right? So then he also posels others, right? That's what he does in that marriage. B'choshe ein zara posel, but if his children through this relationship aren't posel, so ain't a posel, he doesn't posel others. Okay, so my wife said, Ma'yika bein Tanakama and Rabbi Yossi. What's the difference between the Tanakama who's originally quoted in that brisa and Rabbi Yossi? What's the nafkamina? So I'm Rabbi Yochanan, and because we had before on that on Samaches. They mentioned all these cases of the Mitzri and the Moavi and etc. All those people, so who passel. So and Rabbi said, "No, well, I'll just give you the general rule. Depends whether the children from those relationships are passel or not. So what's the difference between the Tanakam and Rabbi Yossi? So I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Mitzri Sheni va'adomi Sheni, right? A second generation of an Egyptian who real Egyptian, not today's Egyptian, real Egyptian who converts, or an Adomi who converts, va'iki benahu." That's the case that'll be different. Why? Ushneim lalam duha elmi kohen gadol ba'almana, and they both learn it out from the case of kohen gadol and almana. How? What do you mean? Tanakama savar ma kohen gadol ba'almana should be yasa ba'veira uposa. When it comes to kohen gadol marrying an almana, so the tashrish itself is an iser, and that passels her, right? Af hainami posel. So these people also, they also passel. Passel her if she marries them, because they're not supposed to be allowed in the community yet, right? They can convert, but their first few generations are not allowed to marry other Jews, or regular Jews. Rabbi Yossi Savar Kohen Gadol, like the Kohen Gadol, Ma Kohen Gadol Shezaro Pasel Uposel, just like the Kohen Gadol who is, right? His children from this relationship with Dalmana are puzzle, and he puzzles her. So Av Kosh Zaro puzzle poses. So too, only someone whose children are puzzle poses, right? Lafuke Mitzrisheni, which doesn't include a Mitzrisheni. Why? The Ein Zaro puzzle, because a Mitzrisheni, a second generation convert from Mitzrayim, is not going to be Zaro. His children are not puzzle. Why? Right, by a mitzvisheni, his children are going to be allowed to marry any Jew. So the point being, if you make this distinction, it's not just a question of, you know, they themselves are apostle, so now they apostle others. No, it depends on what the status of their children is. So that the nafkamina is those cases of the second generation of these people. Okay, Rishon Gamliel Omer. Kosha atanose bito atanose amanuso v'chuli. So Rav Shem Gamliel said, if you can marry the person's daughter, so you can marry his wife when he passes away. Okay. So his Gemara asks the same question. Ma'ika ben Rav Yosi Rav Shem Gamliel. What's the difference between those two opinions? So Amar Ula ger amoni u'mo'avi ike b'nayim. So a ger from the places of Amon and Moav, that's the nafkamina between the two of them. Okay. Why? Ushnei. And they also learned, they both again learned out from the Kohen Gadol and the Almana. Rabbi Yossi said, "Ma Kohen Gadol b'Almana shezar apostle uposel." Yossi says, just like the Kohen Gadol who wears the Almana, his children are psulim, right? They're halal now, and he passes her from eating shuma. Ah, of course, shezar apostle posel. So too, any person whose children are psulim, so they pass a lot. Rav Shem Gamliel Savar, no, Ma Kohen Gadol Ba'amana should call Zaro Pasol Uposol. So when it comes to Kohen Gadol Ba'amana, all of their children are Pasol, and he passes others. Af Shekol Zaro Pasol Uposol. So same thing. It would be the same thing by any person who all of their children are going to be Pasol, they pass all others. Lafuke Amoni Moavi, the Ein Kol Zaro Pasol. The exception of Amoni and Moavi, where all their children are not necessarily psulim. Why? Da'amamar amoni v'lo amonis, moavi v'lo moavis. Right? When it comes to that's the case by Rus. Right? The Rus allowed to marry Boaz because they made a drasha that it's a moavi v'lo moavis, and a moavis is allowed to marry into the Jewish community. So if that's true, so if you make that distinction, kol zar apostle, so then this won't apply to amoni and moavi because the daughters are allowed to marry into the community. Okay. Next Mishnah. Ha'ones v'amefate v'ashote lo psulin, lo posin v'lo ma'achilin. So an ones, a case of ones v'amefate, right, a case of rape or seduction, but it's basically like a rape, v'ashote, and someone who is mentally incapacitated. So lo posin v'lo ma'achilin. When they marry a bas kohen or whoever, so they don't passel her from eating truma, but they also can't allow her to eat truma if they're a kohen, because they're not really married there. But if they are individuals who are not able to marry into the Jewish community, so then they do pasul. Then they do pasul. Now look at Rashi for 1 second. Rashi says vashote. It's 2 lines from the bottom of the Mishnah of the Rashi's, two lines from the bottom of the Rashi and the page. Vashote afilu ayedei chupa v'kedushin. Meaning shote even to get married. Lo posa v'lo machil de ein kinyan or kinyan. Right, because he doesn't make a kinyan. He's not. He doesn't have the mental capacity to make a kinyan. And harayu elu poslin, right? But those who are not royal of alakali do pasul. Sharein yischala babias psula, right? Because that's just the tashmish itself pasuls are. Okay, so Gemara, let's go back to the mission, the bottom line. Ketzad haray Yisrael shabal bas kohen. You have a Jew who a regular Yisrael who's together with a tashmish with a bas kohen. Tocha bitruma. So she's allowed to eat truma. Right? Again, the case is a case of ones, right? Now this is not a case of kiddushin, right? So he has tashmish with her. The bais is also tocha b'truma. She can eat truma. Ivra, but if she becomes pregnant, lo socha b'truma. Then she can't eat truma. Look at Rashi. Ivra lo socha kidafin lea. We learned before ubar posel. Dechsev kinurea pralim uber. Right? She's pregnant. It's not her, you know, even of her own doing. But nevertheless, it passes her from eating truma. Nechta ha'ubar v'meyeha tocha. If the fetus is literally means cut to pieces, but it means it's not no longer valid. You know, fetus it gets a it is like a miscarriage. So tochel, and then she's allowed to eat. Right? So she never really has the child. Right, Rashi says miyad, right away, or who did nami im yelato me. So the child is, you know, born stillborn, so then she's allowed to eat truma because she never had the child. Fine. Next, hare kohen shaba bas yisrael. What about the opposite case? The kohen who's together with the bas yisrael again, without kiddushin, lo socha b'truma, which doesn't eat truma from this relationship, then I'm married. Ivra, if she becomes pregnant, lo socha. But if she becomes pregnant, she still doesn't eat truma. Yalda tochel, once she has a child, so then she is allowed to eat truma. Nimsa kochel shel ben gadol mishal af. So it turns out that the power of the child is actually stronger than the power of the father, right? Because not until she actually has the child that she's able to eat truma. Okay. Eved posel mishum biya veino posel mishum zera. So an eved who's together with a woman, so he passels just because of the tashmish, but he doesn't passel because of the when she has a child per se. Rashi says that eved posel mishum biya imba al kohenes posel mina truma. Right? Just again, because we've seen before, just the tashmish of a psul does that to her. Vein posel mishum zera. Rashi says im yesh la zera la bas kohen. Right? If she has a child mi Yisrael kosher. Right? She already has a child from Yisrael, who's kasher, shehu eved, who happens to be an eved, umes baila Yisrael, right? And her you know, Jewish husband, her Yisrael husband, passes away, benishar zeh, and now he's left with this, you know, in this scenario, lo amrinan hare zera yeshla mi Yisrael velo tashel de truma, truma saviya, the eved vade lav zera, meaning if the zera is from a man who was an eved, so then we don't say to her, well, now she has a child from this guy, so she can't go back to her father's house. No. The fact that he died, she's allowed to now, she's allowed to go back. Right. If you're wondering why, how you can have an Eved Kasher with Yisrael, Rashi says, the Gemara's going to explain how that is. Okay. So it continues the Mishnah. Ketzar, Bas Yisrael LeKohen. Bas Yisrael Kohen. You have Bas Yisrael marries a Kohen, Bas Kohen the Yisrael, Bas Kohen marries Yisrael, Vyalda Himenu, then and she has a child, Vahalach Haben, Vinichbash Ala Shifcha. And then this child goes, right, the child who is depends, either a Bas Kohen, either a Yisrael, or he's himself a Kohen, and he goes to a Shifcha. Vyalda Himenu Ben, and has a child with her. Hare Ze Evet. Right, so that child is a that child is going to be an eved, right? So meaning because he went ahead and had tashmish with the shifcha, so the child that comes from that relationship is now considered an eved. So meaning that's the case if you have like a Yisrael who has a child who's an eved. Haisa aim aviv bas Yisrael. If the mother of his father was a bas Yisrael, haisa aim aviv bas Yisrael lekohen. Am I reading that correctly?
His father's mother is a
Bas Yisrael, who was married to a Kohen. Lo tochal b'truma. So then he can't eat truma. Fine. Bas Kohen le Yisrael tochal b'truma. But if she's a Bas Kohen who had married a Yisrael, so he can eat truma. Why can he eat truma in that case? Rashi. Ha'isa im aviv. But if you see Ram and Rashi, ha'isa im aviv. Ha'isa im aviv bas kohen leYisrael tochal b'truma im meis aviv. Right, if his father dies, v'hu kayam, afa, and he's still alive. Afa gav the vlad ba'ama pasul. Even though a child in general pasuls, right, makes her not able to eat truma. Kida amran zera zar minayin. Hai lo pasul the halav baser avua azel v'lav zera. So the reason's like this. Sorry, because the father is an Eved, right? Because the father is an Eved, so when the father dies, like we said before, he now reverts back to his mother's family. The only Jewish family he has is his mother's family. And that's why he reverts back to there. And that's why, in that scenario, he can eat truma. Okay. Mamzer posel umaychel. A mamzer pasels and, but can also allow someone to eat truma. How's that, Ketzad? Bas Yisrael lekohen. You have a Bas Yisrael who marries a Kohen, Ubas Kohen the Yisrael, or Ubas Kohen who marries a Yisrael, V'yalda Hemen Ubas, and they have a daughter. V'hacha Habas, V'nisei Sla'evet. and the bas goes and she marries an eved. So it's the opposite case we had before. Olov kuchavim, or she marries, or she goes to, is together with a non-Jew. V'yalda heimenu ben, and they have a son. Harizeh mamzer. So that child is a mamzer. Okay. Haise eim imo bas Yisrael lekohen, and if his mother's mother was a bas Yisrael to a kohen, a bas Yisrael who had married a kohen, tocha b'truma, then he can eat truma, right? Because again, his only relationship is, you know, it goes back to his mother. Bas kohen li Yisrael, but if you have a bas kohen li Yisrael, lo tocha b'truma, but if she's a bas kohen to a Yisrael, so then she can't eat truma, he can't eat truma. Because again, then that she had been a bas kohen, but she had married Yisrael, at which point cancel her ability to truma. Okay, kohen gadol pa'amim shu posel. There's times that a kohen gadol can pasel. Ketzad, how can that be? Bas kohen li Yisrael. You have a bas kohen who married a Yisrael. V'yalda heimenu bas, and they had a daughter. V'halcha bas v'niseis l'kohen. Okay, so this bas kohen married to Yisrael man. They have a daughter, so the daughter's not really a bas kohen at all, right? And she goes and she marries a kohen. V'yalda heimenu ben, and then they have a son. Harezeh rolios kohen gadol, right? That child can be a kohen gadol. Okay. Omed u'meshamish agave mizbeach. So, and he can, you know, a kohen gadol who serves fully. Machil es imo uposel ein imo. So he can allow his mother to eat, right? Look at Rashi. Machil es imo la'achar misas aviv. Afilu la'achar misas aviv. Right. Even after his father passes away, he can now allow his mother to eat, because he himself is the kohen gadol, because it's right, she's relying on him. Uposel eim imo, and he passels his mother's mother. Look at Rashi. Afil la'achar misas imo, even after his mother passes away, di'i lav hu, because it wasn't for him, havahadre eim imo l'chuma. His grandmother would have gone back to eating chuma de beinasa. La'achar misas bita, meaning after the death of her own daughter, right? She herself was a bas kohen, the grandmother, so she could have come back to eating truma. But because he's still alive, even though he's the kohen gadol, right?
Because
she was a Yisrael, but he is a kohen gadol because she had married Yisrael. So it's a scenario where a kohen gadol passes his grandmother from being able to go eat truma. Okay, Zosameris loka b'nei kohen gadol. I'm not like my son, the Kohen Gadol, or my grandson, the Kohen Gadol, who passes me from eating Shema. Fine. So you have such a scenario. Okay. Says the Gemara. Tanina laha the Tanu Rabbanan shote v'katan shenasu nashim u'meisu nishoseyan petiros mina chalitza u'mina yivum. Right. So that's what we. This is, you know, connecting to our Mishnah, which I said before. So that Mishnah relates to this din that a shoter or a katan who marries a woman and then they die, so their wives are paturas from chalitza or from yibum again because they don't have das. So that's it's connected to our Mishnah that they doesn't have das in terms of, you know, making her, you know, passing her to truma, from truma, etc. Okay, ketzer. Yeah, so I have the Bach changed the umina yibum ketzad, right? What does it mean umina yibum? Referring to the ketzad before, umina yibum ketzad. Oh, no.
This is back to the Mishnah, right?
Yes. Hare Yisrael. Oh, sorry. No, the only change the Bach is making here. Right. The word before the Yibum is Hare. Right? Hare Yisrael Shabal Bas Kohen Tocha B'Truma Ibra Lo Tocha. Fine, that's the case we had before. See how much we can do. Okay, says the Gemara as follows. Kevan de Ibra lo socha, right? The fact that she became pregnant, right, in that case, that's why she doesn't need truma anymore, right? Lechosh shema Ibra, lechosh shema Ibra, right? Shouldn't we be, meaning, why is it just because she was pregnant? Maybe we should be concerned. Maybe she was eating truma, if you're not allowed, so this is the raisa. So maybe we should, the fact that she attached at all with the guy, so it should already allow us to be choshesh. Right, so why don't we have that chashash? Milo tnan mafrishin osan gimel chadashin shema muubrosein. Right, we've said before that we separate people for 3 months, these women after relationships, in order to make sure that they. So look at Rashi, milo tnan. So Rashi says. We said it. B'perek Ta'alach and Gavay Nashim Shehuch Lefu B'Shas Knisas and Lechupa Ma'afrish Yom Sami Ba'alei and Gimel Chadashim Shema Mu'ubrosheim. And we separate them for 3 months before they go ahead and they are allowed to get married again. V'avlados Mamzerit. Right? U'ba'inan Havchana. Right? We have to make sure you have Havchana to make sure that the women are not pregnant from other people. Bein Vlad Kasher Levlad Pasol Ama Lechada Bia Chashirin. Meaning, we're always concerned even with one Tashmish. That's a possibility that they could. That she could be pregnant, meaning, which is a chiddush, right? Because the idea of that woman becoming pregnant from the first tashmish is unusual. But nevertheless, even from one tashmish, we're choshish. Amar Rabba Barafuna le yuchasin chashashu le chuma lo chashashu. Meaning, no, yeah, you're right. We make this havchana because we're concerned with who's the real father, etc. That we really care about. For chuma, we're not going to go as crazy. So you mentioned the truma lo chashashu. Really? V'atana reiz agiteich sha'achas kodem misasi. The guy says, here's your get. And he says, this is your get. The get will be in place a moment before I die. He does that so that when he dies, she will not have been married to him when he dies, and she's not an amana from him, etc. So let's say he says such a thing. Asura le'echo b'truma. Yeah. So then immediately, she's now no longer allowed to eat truma. And why is that? Because if it turns out that he dies a minute from now, then if it turns out that before that, she wasn't allowed to eat truma. So Ella, Amar Rabba Bar Afuna. So you see that we are concerned. We are choshesh for truma. So Ella, Amar Rabba Bar Afuna, b'nisu nechashashu, b'znus lo chashashu. No, it's in the case of marriage, we're choshesh that maybe she became pregnant. In the case of snus, so then we're not worried. Really?
We learned this,
man,
right?
Yeah. Look at Rashi in the second white line. Abba snus lo choshesh, right? Kidakai malan. The first thing, nisun choshesh, Rashi just before, if you go and shin this chalfu be kinisas and lechupa, right? They mixed up. Right, who was supposed to get married? Chashu l'shem and his abru the halo hafchul. Right, nervous that who they messed up. Right, and they're concerned in that scenario that maybe she became pregnant from that type, one time being together. But znus lo chashu, she was not concerned by znus. Maybe she became pregnant, etc. Right, kaim lan isha mizana misapechas kadei shalatis aber. He'll call hikol esavik. Right, meaning woman is involved in znus, so she does things to make sure she doesn't become pregnant. Bedafka. So, but in case of nisuin, people are trying to become pregnant. In case of nus, they're bedafa trying not to. So then, in those cases, we are less concerned with that possibility. So Gemara says, "You're nisuin, mi chashu." What do you mean? Even by nisuin, even we are choshesh. Really, is that true? Va'atanya bas kohen shenisis Yisrael bas kohen who marries a Yisrael umeis and then he dies toveles vocheles b'chuma. She can go to the mikvah and she can eat chuma. She can eat chuma right away that night. Meaning, and why is that? Because we assume that because we're concerned, maybe she's pregnant. Yeah, Rashi says tovelas mishum biya dechsevi shal sheishkav yishvat avshi atashmish. But right away she can go ahead and she can eat chuma. So you see that we are choshesh, right? Even by nisuin, that we're not choshesh. Why not? Sorry, let's keep reading. Rav Chista tovelas v'ocheles ad arbaim. Rav Chista says she can be tovel and eat for 40 days. V'im lo ma'amra, ha lo ma'amra. Because at that point, she's not pregnant. V'im ma'amra, ad arbaim, ma'ya ba'amahi. And even if she is pregnant for the first 40 days, so the child's not really valid. Fine. So Amalei Abaye Ihachi Ema Seifa Huku Ubro Bimeyeha Tehemu Kol Kelas Mafreya. We're out of time. So we'll stop here and we'll pick it up from here next time.